And now for something completely different.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has great genes.
So if you hadn't guessed, that was the American Eagle jeans advert starring the actress Sydney Sweeney, and it's been causing quite a bit of controversy. So much so that the US President Donald Trump was asked about it at the airport in Allentown, Pennsylvania, as he returned to the White House after the weekend.
Sydney Sweeney, she's like a very hot actress right
she's
now.
She's a registered Republican?
Yes.
Oh, now I love her ad. Is that right? Is Sydney Sweeney... You'd be surprised at how many people are Republicans. That's what I wouldn't have known, but I'm glad you told me that. If Sydney Sweeney is a registered Republican, I think her ad is fantastic.
So the US president, clearly a fan. We're joined now by Dr. Dee Duffy from the Enterprise Academy at the Technological University in Dublin. Dr. Duffy, good morning to you. This appears to be a simple ad for jeans. So why has it been attracting criticism?
Yeah. OK, so on the front of it, it is what it says it is. It's an innocuous ad for jeans. If you watch it without the controversy around it, nothing new to see here. Typical denim ad, probably atypical of an ad from the somewhere in the 90s, noughties, those Calvin Klein ads, blonde haired, blue eyed celebrity endorser of an American brand, American Eagle, very well-known brand in the States, less known here for the Irish consumer, but it's targeted towards the Gen Z target market. The controversy, I suppose, when you think about who the endorser is, Sydney Sweeney, and like that, there's the tagging on of these Donald Trumps who will always grab on to any controversial campaign going on, is probably elevating it. And this is where the controversy lies. Was there an intentional controversy underpinning the seemingly innocuous advert? So this
it's,
is
it's
what's
the
being
play
argued.
On words, isn't it? Jeans That's, meaning denim and jeans meaning the jeans that we all inherit.
100%. This is what happened. There's been many different versions of the ad, but one that was particularly provoking and has since been pulled, actually, but taken down, a viral ad, shows Sydney Sweeney in front of a banner which reads, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, G-E-N-E-S, where she paints over the jeans and replaces it with J-E-A-N-S. So there's no ambiguity here. They're particularly playing on jeans. Now, what's happening here is what could be said to be happening is the iconic brand American Eagle is tapping into a deep-seated societal tension happening at the moment, the current zeitgeist in America, where there is cultural polarization, the cultural wars at play, and that they might be poking the fire, in a sense, and playing into white nationalism replacement theories, which is, you know, quite provocative. But it does so in such a subtle way that they can say, nothing to see here, absolutely not. This is a basic ad. We're just selling jeans. So this is not new. This has happened many times. But it can be said that that they are being apolitical on the surface, but they are subtly repackaging conservative values in more palatable ways. That's if you want to really read into the advert. Again, but that's the clever way that they can pull back and say nothing to see here. So the question is, did they know what they were doing? Were they tapping into the zeitgeist? Or is it simply a Gen Z denim jeans advert?
How has it been affecting American Eagle? Has the risk paid off or has the backlash been too much?
Great question. Well, at the moment, I mean, all publicity is good publicity in the short term.
So I'd never heard of them before. So in that case, I definitely have to agree with you. I'd never heard of American Eagle jeans before.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, again, in the States, they'd be in every American mall. Stocks have increased up to, it was 20% with Trump's endorsement yesterday. It's increased up to 25%. So adding 200 to 400 million onto their estimated market value. Will this sustain? That's the question. Will the controversy continue? If it does, I mean, this is word of mouth. This is free advertising, and they've still got to put their hands up and say, "Oh, we didn't mean to offend anybody. We'll take that down." But that doesn't matter. It's out there now. in the conversation. And to give you an indication, if you go onto American Eagle website, the American website right now, all the jeans in most sizes are sold out.
It reminded me of a very early 1980s ad with Brooke Shields. That was very controversial. I was wondering, was it a throwback to the early 80s, the Reagan era, as you were saying, all that conservative politics?
There is definitely alignments being made between those ads. And I mean, controversial for other reasons. Brooke Shields at the time was 15 years old in that very sexualized advert. So there was the challenge there. Sydney Sweeney is in her mid-20s and an established actor and a well-established as a brand ambassador. And interestingly, the jeans themselves, they're a low-rise, baggy, wide-like. Not that anybody's talking about the jeans themselves, but the jeans themselves are a very casual style jean. They're not sexualized, and they're overfitting. Quite, you know, every day it's the girl next door. They're playing into that girl next door kind of look, which, you know, isn't sexualized as for sure. And when you listen to Sydney Sweeney, if you read some of her takes on it when she was promoting the launch 2 weeks ago, the jeans were designed, like, nobody's talking about the fact that 100% of the proceeds from these jeans are being donated to a crisis text line, which is a nonprofit for mental health support. That's not in the conversation at all. So whether she was aware of what was being sparked, or whether this was more on a higher level kind of strategic decisions of what the undertones of the advert, remains to be seen.
Okay. Well, either way, both are being talked about. Dr. Dee Duffy from the Enterprise Academy at the Technological University in Dublin, thank you very much for joining us. It's 11 minutes to 9.